Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Show.
Welcome, everybody, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. I'm Jenny Sanders. This is the lovely, most dynamic, most beautiful, most vivacious, most talented, most intelligent, most fun, most provocative, thought-provoking medical doctor you'll ever know in your whole life. And she's here to talk to you for a whole hour about everything that's important to your health, vitality, and well-being, which you may not even know how important it is, but she is going to teach you all about it. And when she is done, you will have so much information. You will be able to make the best decisions about your health, about the health of your family members, even about the health of your pets. Absolutely. It will never stop how intelligent and wise you will be once you're done listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean. Welcome, everybody. What do you have to say tonight, Carolyn? What do you have to say to all that?
Oh, my God. I just don't let it go to my head, okay? I don't.
Duh. That was great. All right. Welcome, everybody. We're here. We're chatting on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on X. You can write in your questions. But for now, we're going to just take it away, Dr. Dean.
Okay, no mini rant. There's a bunch of ranting throughout the show. So okay. We'll go right to the blog. We put out a weekly blog, and it's at drcarolyndean.com. And it's about longevity, this particular blog. You can go there, read it, send it out. So I just sort of go over the blog a bit. It's a Longevity Unlocked, How Minerals Power Lifespan, Metabolism, and Muscle Health. So that's our conclusion. We think minerals have a lot to do with longevity. And it's a huge topic. You bump into it all the time. There are biohacking communities looking at longevity. There are people devoting their whole life to seeing how long they can live. There are hashtags like longevity hacks. And it's from one extreme to the other, from people doing fasting protocols to people doing GLP-1 weight loss drugs. People are searching for ways to live longer, feel younger, and optimize their health. But most of these approaches focus on external hacks, not internal biology. So the missing piece is that your body cannot create energy, repair tissue, which needs energy, grow tissue, which needs energy, or slow aging without essential nutrients, because longevity begins at the cellular level. That's all there is to it. And that's all I've ever talked about, is making our cells healthy enough that they make healthy tissues. And that means you live longer. And it's not just about, you know, adding those years, but it's about how well you live and how well you feel. And like I said, it's about the energy. So without that energy, nothing works. Repairs of the body tissue slow down, recovery weakens, and aging accelerates. So what's necessary for energy? It's magnesium. magnesium is essential to make ATP, which is the energy molecule of the body. It's really an MG-ATP complex. You would not have energy if you didn't have magnesium. And I've been seeing more articles that recognize this. But what's happened in the nutritional world is because most magnesium, it's in a magnesium compound, it's not well absorbed, and it runs through the body as a laxative. So nobody but the people taking our picometer size stabilized mineral ions, nobody's getting enough magnesium to give them the energy to keep their aging process at bay. So the Missing Link to Total Health book is what we should be talking more and more about. It's backwards, I think, on the screen, but get this book, get several copies. They're not expensive. You can get it on Kindle for, I think, $5. And I personally take them to the farmer's market every Tuesday morning and give away a couple copies. This book covers everything you need to know about magnesium and will help to convince skeptics that it's required and that the best form is my REMAG because it's fully absorbed and non-laxative. I talk about three important minerals in the blog: magnesium, selenium, which we have as picoselenite, and iodine, which is in our REMITE formula. All of them are important, but also sea salt that you put in your drinking water. We have the REMAG, REMITE formulas. We also have pico zinc plus copper, pico silver, recalcia if you need calcium. So these liquids are so easy. Pour in your drinking water, put some sort of taste enhancer like our vitamin C berry powder, and you can drink your formulas through the day. I've got mine here. It astounds Ginny and me that everybody who hears about these formulas is taking them and taking them consistently. But anyway, the blog goes into how sugar accelerates aging. It's like sugar too much sugar in the body. It goes through a glycation process, and that it's kind of like rust in the body. It just it gums up the works. It does increase aging, but you feel so good when you eat sugar. You feel high. But then if you feel the drop, get used to that fact that you don't want to have that drop and that it can lead to depletion of magnesium, of course, disrupting your blood sugar balance. Sugar feeds yeast. It impairs your gut health by feeding the microbiome. And it bumps vitamin C out of your cells. So you don't have the vitamin C making your collagen. And that may be partly why the glycation process where sugar binds to fats and proteins and makes them unusable. If you had enough vitamin C, that process could be reversed. But anyway, it's a cascade of dysfunction that impacts your whole body. I mean, that's what I started calling total body meltdown. So restore your minerals, support cellular health, protect your muscle mass. You want to keep doing your exercise and remove the longevity blockers, sugar, processed food, and support your gut health. So that's the longevity blog. Ginny, do you have anything to input before I move on to the questions and comments?
Well, I will say Dr. Dean is the picture of longevity herself as she sips her drink out of her purple cup. And I would also say that we will never grow weary of talking about this topic because this is what is on everybody's mind. And people who are now realizing that they have the ability to extend their health, vitality, and well-being well beyond that of what they were conditioned to believe by their family or their peers are taking advantage of it. And so we are going to be talking about this for a long time, and we're never going to grow weary of saying that REMAG and our other minerals are the way, a big part of the way. And so get used to it, buckle in with us, share it with your friends. Now, if you want to shorten the amount of time we talk about it, that just is really dependent on you, because you could fill this podcast with 100,000 people and we wouldn't have time to talk about it as much, but we will still always talk about it.
Very good. Okay, so let me just go to questions and answers. Just get this set up. A review on Pico Pets for Pico Silver from Joshua, who said, I add this to my dog's food every day. Now, Ginny, I wanted to bring you back in here and ask you, don't we tell people to put it in their water, put our minerals in the dog's water?
Well, you know, people, we do say to put it in the water and to dilute it. And people put it directly in their food and they seem to not have a problem with it. We would prefer that it would be diluted, but
silver does not have a taste. So it
correct.
It wouldn't have to be diluted for taste, but yeah, all our minerals, they can be taken straight, but the Remite and Remag are very strong tasting. We get so many people say, oh, I can't stand the taste of your minerals. And please dilute it, put juice in it or our berry powder. But yeah, it's we're in a society that wants everything sweet and, I don't know, simplified, but we're doing our best, right?
That's right.
A review on RNA Reset, and you all can leave your reviews at our website, rnareset.com now. And it's very helpful for other people to know that there's a product out there that's helping people and pets. So Thomas Sita said, I love REMAG. It's the only digestible magnesium supplement I will use. I feel healthier using it. A review from Leslie on REMAG, who says, I just started taking REMAG, so no real time to experience results. My church health ministry group swears by your product. And in time, I hope to see the same health results that they have. In 2 months, I'll give you my personal experience results. Isn't that sweet? Group sharing. I love it. We have a lot of customers in the Amish community, and they just share. It's wonderful. A review for REMAG from Marianne. This is about the REMAG bomb. She says it delivers muscle relief. She says a reliable nighttime routine of applying REMAG bomb to neck and shoulders as well as my calves delivers a great night's sleep. Great work, RNA Reset team. A review on RNA Reset again for REMAG by Anna, who says, I'm enjoying taking the product. Exclamation. Much easier than trying to figure out which magnesium compound to take for which symptoms. I put it in my water 2 to 3 times a day and feel covered. Yes, magnesium compounds, they don't dissociate and for a long enough period of time for the magnesium part of the compound to be absorbed, because magnesium is too hyperactive and it binds up, back up. So that's the beauty of our stabilized magnesium ion. It's stable for life. And then, Ginny, we had a long question last week about diet and nutrients. So I'm going to go through it as sort of an overview, in a sense, of diet and nutrients.
Oh, great.
So someone is asking, what are the macro targets for protein, carbs, and fat? And I say, it's just so difficult because we have the extremes of diet from vegan to carnivore, keto and paleo. But I think any of these diets can make a person feel better initially because they all avoid sugar, gluten and grains and dairy. And those are the things that, well, in my world, they cause yeast overgrowth, but those are the main allergens. So everybody feels better on both of these diets, except for in a vegan diet, there's a lot of grains involved. There may be dairy for a vegetarian. But anyway, when you're avoiding sugar especially, you do feel better. And I have this theory that when carnivores avoid sugars, if they have had yeast overgrowth as one of their symptoms, they can feel better because they're starving yeast. But then when these yeast overgrowth carnivores occasionally add carbs, they can feel, you know, this yeast that has been just waiting for some sugar, it sort of hides away. You eat some carbs and they just go crazy. And a carnivore would then conclude, oh, carbs are terrible. They're evil. And it reinforces the carnivore diet. So these people need to look at our Flora Revive and Pico Silver treatment for yeast overgrowth. And it's such a simple diet, you know, cook up a steak. So does that mean more men are following it? So they just grill the steak and they're done. But we do know that a true carnivore diet should include, you know, head to tail, all the organs. And my concern is carnivores aren't doing that. They're just having the steak. And if it's not grass-fed organic, I have a concern about the antibiotics and hormones. The corn, GMO corn that they're being fed, the chemicals, glyphosate in corn, that these animals are being fed can accumulate as toxins. And I've said before that Charlotte Gerson, the granddaughter of Max Gerson, who had a cancer cure, told me that they had to stop recommending liver supplements because they were becoming so toxic. So the carnivore people say they don't need any nutrients. What about high-dose vitamin C for making collagen? And the whole lipoprotein A problem that medicine is scaring us with now. Maybe the carnivore diet is providing large amounts of collagen protein, but that collagen or collagen supplements, you can't just slap that onto your body part that needs it. You need high-dose vitamin C, more than a couple grams a day, to help make good collagen. And when you take a collagen supplement or when you have collagen, say tendon ligament type collagen, that I don't know if you can eat tendons and ligaments, but that's what the carnivores are trying to say. Those proteins are broken down into their constituent amino acids. And if you need collagen repair, then if you have enough vitamin C, the three amino acids that make collagen get together and make your collagen. So collagen supplements, I don't really think are what they're all marketed to be. A vegan diet, and I'm not a vegan, so I tend to be kind of more pro-animal protein. A vegan diet can be deficient in vitamin B12, iron, omega-3 fatty acids, calcium, zinc, and vitamin D. And it's also deficient in certain amino acids, lysine, which is important in collagen formation, methionine, important for detoxification, leucine, that's a branched chain amino acid, critical for muscle protein synthesis, tryptophan, a precursor for serotonin and melatonin, phenylalanine, a precursor for tyrosine, which is necessary for thyroid hormone production. So there are a lot of deficiencies, and the vegans, vegetarians say, oh, you can get around this, but you have to be really good at, you have to work hard at it. There are only 4% vegetarians and 1% vegans in North America. Many people try these diets and many fail. As for proper nutrient targets, this person said, I've heard Dr. Dean say 600 milligrams each of calcium and magnesium, 4,700 milligrams of potassium. So I say the RDA for calcium is too high, 1,200 milligrams. So I go with the UK and WHO RDA's recommended daily allowance of 500 to 700 milligrams. And we do know from many studies that just taking calcium supplements causes atherosclerosis in women. And in these studies, it was women that were studied. It's probably the same for men. So with carnivore and keto diets, people stopped eating carbs, which means vegetables, they just get tossed. So their potassium intake is low. So I say to do a chronometer assessment. We have a chronometer that you can sign up for on our website, rnareset.com, and to get your intake for potassium. So those were the three main things that I do talk about. And then this person asked, what about zinc and selenium, etc.? So what I say is we really don't know how much each person needs. So when I was making my Remite multiple, I went through the literature, pulled together 12 minerals, made them low potency, picometer stabilized ions, so they're well absorbed, so I could use low dose. And this Remite it's got the 12 minerals, as I said. 9 of them support thyroid hormone production. And what we know about taking Remite, I was the first to show that after taking it for about 6 weeks, I no longer needed my Armour thyroid. We do have a picoselenite because selenium is so important. I got into selenium when I was doing the AIDS trial in Manhattan, AIDS and chronic fatigue. And there's a Dr. Harold Foster. He's a Canadian. He was doing research back, this is in the early 90s, research on selenium for AIDS and cancer. And it was found that certain African geographical areas that had high levels of selenium in the soil had less AIDS and less cancer. So selenium is really important. And this questioner asks, if you search online, or she says, if you search online, they scare you out of taking too much, I guess, of the nutrients because of potential negative side effects. And I say, that's why I use low potency minerals and I depend on their extremely high absorption to get the job done. And the body takes what it needs and eliminates what it doesn't need. We've had countless customers tell us that when they show their bottles of our formulas to their doctor, the doctor always says that they're spot on because they're looking for low potency. And question, what is easily absorbed through food and what isn't? And I say, there's some research on food nutrient absorption, but it's not exact or thorough. But when it comes to food nutrients, I've said for many years that ship has sailed. I fund an organic biodynamic farm here, and I can't live off farm food entirely. I don't get enough magnesium, and probably I don't get enough of the other minerals because they're farmed out of the soil, and mineral amendments are hard to find and very expensive. She asks, what about the highly stressed individuals, women, and anyone having weight issues? She says, I'm assuming we all have different needs based on what's going on individually. What should we aim for? I mean, this, a lot of questions. Where's the wiggle room for experimentation like with the REMAG? So I say magnesium is the most important nutrient necessary for 80% of known metabolic functions, 600 to 800 enzyme systems. So that's your starting point. Read about magnesium and what it's used for in the missing link to total health. learn what your magnesium deficiency symptoms are and supplement accordingly. When I first started REMAG in the early development stages, I was using 4 teaspoons a day. That's 1,200 milligrams. Now I only need 450 milligrams a day. I recommend that people go up to 2 teaspoons a day, see how they feel, but go up slowly by a quarter teaspoon at a time every few days so your cells get used to it and don't dump it, and take your magnesium throughout the day. If you take it all in one dose, it can be wasted. The cells won't absorb it all and it gets dumped. And yes, everybody's different. It's impossible to take one of the thousands of health podcasters and say their program is for everyone. I would say my program can be adapted to anyone. Avoid sugar, gluten, and dairy. Take all our formulas. Find that your appetite naturally diminishes because you're getting the nutrients. You're not craving and starving for nutrients. And you're probably only going to eat 2 meals a day because you're getting those nutrients that are supposed to be in food. Then you can take the extra nutrients when you need them to deal with stress, injury, medications, hospitalizations, decades of a bad diet. All the things, Jenny. So what do you think of that?
I think it's great. You answered about 20 questions that are on the chat line, not all of them. So we will go through and pay attention to some of the questions that are here. But I think that the questions that she asked are very common. It's the questions that customer service answers all day long.
Yeah.
And you can always reach out to our customer service team if you're watching this stream after the fact in our archives. Please don't hesitate to reach out to customer service every single day. And, you know, because of Carolyn's credential, it is her company. These are her formulas. A lot of people, what her answers, they just don't know that her answers are already in our customer service database. Every single one of our team members has been with her for so long now. They know her answers and her thoughts like the back of her hand. So please don't hesitate to reach out if you have similar questions. All right, let me ask a couple questions here now, Carolyn, that have been on the chat line. One of them is from David, and he asks, could Dr. Dean update how much the formula she takes on a daily basis, especially Pico Silver? A lot of people want to know, do you take Pico Silver every day? And then how you use your minerals?
So I'm an efficiency expert. I mean, that's pretty clear. So I'll take a 16-ounce empty bottle, a REMAG or REMITE bottle, and I'll do calculations on how many mineral teaspoons I take. And then I'll just pour in a few ounces of this, a few ounces of that, so that every day I'm taking 3 tablespoons of all my minerals. And it ends up being 1.5 to 2 teaspoons of REMAG, 2 teaspoons of REMITE, 1 teaspoon of Pico Silver, 2 teaspoons of Pico Potassium, a teaspoon of calcium, a teaspoon of Pico Zinc Plus. So you have to do the math, do the calculations for what you're taking, put them all in a jar with, it's going to be about 10 ounces of water. And I put in 1.5 scoops of my berry powder for taste. But I'm also experimenting with high dose vitamin C. So I put in 10 grams of ascorbic acid. I'm putting in 5 grams of lysine and 2.5 grams of proline. Because one of my major magnesium deficiency symptoms was heart palpitations. So I'm going to stay on top of my heart. And I do have high cholesterol, familial cholesterol, which some would say I should take a statin, which I would never take. And the studies now are saying, oh my gosh, people who live long have high cholesterol. What's going on? People in the carnivore community are saying, we're getting really high cholesterol and we feel great. So the whole LDL cholesterol is bad. The myth of it is being overthrown by the carnivore community. So thank you for that. So that's my regimen.
You did not say anything about picoselenite?
Yes, I'll squirt some picoselenite. I haven't gotten into the habit of taking it every day.
Okay, very good. Or you take it every day or in your water mixture, or you squeeze it in every once in a while when you feel like it?
Squirt it in my mouth every once in a while.
Very good. Yeah, it really shouldn't be mixed with the other minerals. It's really supposed to be topically, sublingually taken. Okay, so that's the recipe. Very rarely changes. Carolyn's been saying this now for over a year, and she's been talking about the vitamin C for about the same amount of time. So bookmark this part of the video, keep it, and apply the same logic to yourself if you would love to do so. All right. One of the things that, here's another question. This is from Sarah Landucci, Carolyn, and I don't know if it's a little medical and you may not prefer to answer it. She has a friend who's got a ulcer on his hand. It's about the size of a half a dollar, and they've put him on antibiotics. They've taken a culture. They don't know the results yet. And he started to get a fever and he went to his local clinic. And so basically what she says is, I've already told him about your products, but he would like to hear it from you. He wants to know if he should take a tetanus shot. And also he wants to eat the dandelion flowers that grow in the spring. Which products do you think he should be taking? Thank you.
Yeah, trust Sarah. We know Sarah Landucci. Trust Sarah to ask a total medical question. I don't like the sound of an ulcer supposedly on a young man's hand. I would biopsy it. It could be something strange, I'm not going to say. Personally, what I would do if I knew I didn't have some contact, a tetanus, if you had tetanus, you'd be dead. So there's no point in getting a tetanus shot way after the fact. Personally, what I do for wounds and ulcers is get our picosilver, some clay, mix it up, and put it on a wound, and it heals really nicely. But I would not, I think you said that they've gone to the doctor, but if a doctor just throws an antibiotic on it and hasn't done a culture or a biopsy, then they could be missing something very important.
He has had a biopsy. They're waiting for the results. Sarah, that should be the clarifying information you need for now. And beyond that, it's very medical and we probably wouldn't answer any follow-ups. Right. Okay. How to Donna's saying, it's so hard to determine how much Remag to take every day to really feel better. I just take a capful every day along in a multi-mineral vitamin mix. Does that dilute the effectiveness?
It doesn't dilute the effectiveness, but you've got to look at this book, kind of read about all the possible symptoms. Do you know what all your magnesium deficiency symptoms are? And if they, what have we got? We've got head tension and headaches. We've got migraines. We've got twitching in the eyes. We've got choking when you swallow pills sometimes. You've got problem swallowing, choking on your supplements. You've got heart palpitations. You've got your stomach hiatus hernia can go into spasm. You've got IBS symptoms. You've got leg cramps. You've got head to toe possible symptoms. I've listed 65 disease conditions that can be magnesium deficiency. So you figure out, and heart palpitations, you figure out, that sounds like a magnesium deficiency. Maybe I need more. And with the heart people, what we ended up saying to some people is, I'm taking 2.5-3 teaspoons and I still have some heart jumping. Well, that's a picopotassium. that it is a close brother, sister of magnesium. And a lot of people have told us when we put picopotassium on our storefront, they thought, oh, that was it. That clinched the deal. But you have to work at it. You have to know your symptoms and know that there can be a range of taking a teaspoon to my 4 teaspoons. And after about a year of taking 4 teaspoons, I started to get a little laxative effect. And I said, okay, I'm saturated. And I held back. Some people will do 2 teaspoons at once and say, oh, it gave me the laxative effect. That means you've just overloaded your cells. That's why we say 1/4 teaspoon, build it up and see what transpires. You may find symptoms that you never even thought were related to magnesium. You have to do the work. You have to be your own experiment.
Very good. Excellent. Thorough answer. Thank you. We'll bookmark that one too. I know Savvy's listening, so we'll have... She'll be clipping and snapping. Okay. Michelle said, this was a great testimonial, Carolyn. I started taking Recalcia for the first time last week, only 1/8 of a teaspoon. And after the first cup, my very serious TMJ, tight jaw muscles, felt relaxed. It was a miracle.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. Keep experimenting, folks. There are no blood tests that would have told, that would have given that information. And then when doctors say take calcium, they'll say take a calcium carbonate, which is chalk. At least our Recalcia is a stabilized ion of calcium. So it's going to be absorbed. And 1/8 of a teaspoon, we have people who say they're feeling so much better on 1/4 teaspoon of REMAG, because that's what's on the label. Start with 1/4 teaspoon, but they don't continue the sentence that and increase, you know, up to whatever. The FDA doesn't let us say to take 1,200 milligrams. You have to keep within the RDA. So please experiment. There's no side effects to too much magnesium except taking it all in once and getting the laxative effect. Except, yes, in my books, I have, people who have heart block or bowel obstruction or myasthenia gravis, they have to watch that they don't take too much magnesium. But even in myasthenia gravis, I've had people say, well, no, when I take your magnesium, I actually improved my myasthenia gravis, because it's often due to heavy metal toxicity.
Very good. Excellent. So Carolyn, your principle is whether you're low in the any magnesium, you're going to start at 1/4 teaspoon, just like the label says. You're going to titrate and build your dose to your level of tolerance, and you're going to wait for your symptoms to disappear. Is that basically what we're saying?
Right. And when you say level of tolerance, I mean, that implies that you're waiting for the laxative effect, but it's if you go slowly, it just won't come. Your body will, your symptoms will improve. And I guess it's just so hard with health these days, because we aren't taught how to look at our symptoms and prevent problems. We're told, wait until you get sick enough and go to the doctor. So what we're trying to instill is a way of slowly introducing nutrients and see how you feel.
Very good. Excellent. Okay, so here's a question from Pat Babick, and then we'll move on because we've got to do some articles. If we don't answer your question on the show tonight, but this is a very important question, and we have a blog at RNA Reset about this question, Pat, and it is about liver detox. But the thing I want to, so you can go to rnareset.com, look in the search bar for liver detox and look at this blog. But the thing I wanted to ask Carolyn is, what do you think makes people think they need to detox their liver, other than the fact that the internet is telling them they have to detox their liver?
That's the only thing that's telling them.
Yeah. I mean, are there some kind of, like, you turn yellow or something? I mean, what is it about liver detox that people think that they have to do this constantly detoxing their liver?
Well, the liver is where detoxification occurs naturally. So what do? We tell people to take our Realign, which has methylated amino acids, sulfur-based amino acids, and methyl group in an amino acid, the methionine, four B vitamins that are methylated, and also the four food-based B vitamins. The body goes, the liver does methyl detoxification and sulfur detoxification. So when, I mean, even in medical school, we learned about the P450 pathway that detoxifies. So we get it into our, hell yeah, liver, if you're toxic, it helps you detoxify. Okay. And then it just got pulled into the natural medicine realm to say, well, if you're toxic, then you need to detoxify your liver. The yellowness, that's jaundice. If you have a hepatitis virus that affects the liver, I'm very much against going at your liver with a liver detox protocol that isn't balanced, like our just taking our Realign, which has the B vitamins and the amino acids, because the liver can harbor viruses. And if you do a big purge of the liver, like with the olive oil lemon juice purge to get rid of gallstones, you can release stored viruses and feel worse. You can really stir up clumps of not even gallstones, but just bile can clump and stick in the bile duct and cause real problems that can require surgery. So I stay away from all these liver detoxes. And, you know, people are kind of mesmerized by these stories of, oh yeah, you take this and you'll purge yourself. It's the whole biohacker world. But there's a lot of damage that's been caused out there by people thinking they can do a weekend detox and get rid of all their problems. I wasn't crazy doing these things, but I certainly have done the olive oil lemon juice. I turned myself off olive oil for about a decade from the taste of it. So, you know, we've tried all of these things. And seriously, I did not start feeling well until I started my REMAG, because that was my underlying problem, my underlying deficiency. 80% of metabolic functions required that magnesium, and I wasn't getting it.
Very good. Excellent. So Pat said he discovered a couple pimples and felt it was something with his liver. Is that an accurate diagnostic?
Not necessarily. It could be more diet. What helps with that type of skin thing is doing some saunas that, you know, just to push the sweat toxins out. That's where I would start. And then you put the Pico Zinc clay on the spots to heal them up on, at the site. I would be doing saunas and taking our formulas, drinking more sea salt water.
Very good. Excellent. All righty. Let's get to some articles.
Not really.
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody asked a question, which is kind of cool. Someone from England. I would really appreciate your thoughts on what are fulvic minerals and frequency charged minerals. Now, I love these questions because, as I said, or I'm saying now, hopefully they're listening, I had not heard of frequency charged minerals. Mm. But on a search, they're minerals that are infused. Now, get this, Ginny. They're infused with specific frequencies to help align the body's vibrations and promote overall well-being. These minerals are believed to harmonize the body's cells, ensuring they are in perfect sync, which can lead to improved health and vitality. So, as you can tell from my tone, this is all BS, gobbledygook, and meaningless. And when I looked up the company called Frequensense, something like that, FREQUENSE, that sells frequency charged minerals on SUPCO for its trust score, it has none. It is not registered, so we have no idea of the quality of these products. So when I was asking this question, I also was told that Trace Minerals, which is a product by Concentrace, only has a trust score of 7.17 out of 10. And our Remite has a 9.75 score out of 10. So that's the trace mineral you want. And then about humic fulvic. So this is a deeply buried residue of plants that have been decomposed, and they contain all sorts of nutrients, and it's being promoted quite a lot lately. And as our regular listeners have figured out by now, if something is good, we've got it. So we've been using humic fulvic in our Flora Revive yeast overgrowth protocol for years. And we're using it for its probiotic, prebiotic content and its trace minerals. But it's not going to give you the trace minerals that you get from something like taking our Remite and our Remag and even sea salt. She asks, how do they and other products like sea moss and Shilajit differ from Remite? Now, Shilajit is S-H-I-L-A-G-I-T. That's another one that's getting a lot of promotion now. So sea moss, that has ocean minerals, including iodine. Shilajit is a sticky, blackish-brown substance that forms in the crevices of rocks in high altitude regions, particularly in the Himalayas. It is derived from the decomposition of plant material over centuries. It's rich in fulvic acid, and it's traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine for its potential health benefits. Now, I've had people tell me that they've gotten Ayurvedic medicine tested and it will have heavy metals. I mean, if you're scraping something out of crevices in the mountains, how can that be clean? So I have concerns about that. We know our fulvic humic go through third-party testing for sure. And that's why our Remite has 9.75 score, trust score. So the Remite, 12 minerals that have been processed into picometer-sized stabilized ions, is far superior to any other mineral compound or mineral-containing substance. And I think the last question, can you take Remite with fulvic minerals or any one of these products, or is one taking too much? So Remite is low potency, humic fulvic is trace amount, so you're not taking too much. But I would look at the SUPCO trust score if you're taking a humic fulvic. Do they have third-party testing for heavy metals and contaminants? So the person says, I ask these questions because there's always a new product that comes on the market, and it's just mind-boggling. So yes, the marketing is approaching high scam levels with a lot of new products out there. So what you do is immediately go to SUPCO and look up the product to see how transparent they are about their quality control, or is it just a bunch of words? So, Ginny, of course, you would give us input on the superiority of our formulas, but I think we've done that many times today. So there you go. And what are we doing with time? Yeah, we should get to some articles. So I do have some other pros and cons about vitamins and minerals, because we're just inundated. Just inundated. And this person, Naz, says he or she wanted my trusted opinion rather than relying on what the internet has to say. And we very much appreciate that, because I've been at this a long time. And saying many thanks, and we are so privileged to have your knowledge. So thank you very much. So Ginny, just your follow-up, and then I'll jump to articles.
Let's get the articles. I agree with everything.
I agree. So the first article, Rachel, is, oh no, we got hacks. Okay, look, I gotta do two tiny hacks. Okay. So one hack is exercise. Now, there's a big study came out about how sprints and a vigorous few minutes of exercise are equivalent to, you know, 15, 20 minutes of walking. Now, I don't believe that, because walking does many other things. But what I do for my sprinting, I stand at the bottom of my stairs and I just hop back up and down on the stair, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, till I run out of breath. It's, if you can't talk because you're a bit breathless, that means you're at a high, whatever, high activity level. And here's my fashion hack. The dresses I get are always way too long. So what do? I cut off the bottom of them. And then the bottom, this is a huge long piece of material, cut from the bottom of this dress. And then I use it as a scarf or a cowl or whatever. But I think what I'll do is cut off these sleeves and make it a short sleeveless dress. So what do you think about that fashion hack, Ginny?
That's the best. The best right there. That's my favorite. What did Jermaine say? Did you tell her?
I probably, wore a dress that I had to hack. Yeah, I think she liked it. Yeah.
My dress. That's great. I love it.
Okay. First study, we're wrong about aging. Can we stop it? So this goes along with our longevity talk. So this is my little friend, Nick Norwich, the MD, PhD. And it's astounding the amount of research out there. I'm on X and looking at sort of medical posts and scientific posts, and they're just going crazy, going into the minutia of the enzyme this and the co this and they never talk about the nutrients. They think they're doing God's work by digging into, like I said, the minutiae, and it's not an answer. It's not anything doable. It doesn't give you a way of fixing the problem that they're finding. So anyway, with this, they're talking about aging happens in the extracellular matrix that breaks down and causes inflammatory fragments called matricines that accelerate aging. They just love naming things. So the extracellular matrix scaffolding is made up of protein, collagen, elastin, and other proteins. There's your collagen. Are they going to talk about vitamin C? No. Elastin. Are they going to talk about magnesium, which is necessary to make elastin work? No. So the worst matricines are elastin fragments. They're short protein sequences within the elastin fragments, blah, blah, blah. They just minutia, minutia, minutia. The precise trigger for aging that we can control is in this elastin. Now, how are they saying we can do that? But they go on and on about these fragments activate immune receptors. They're knocked out with a molecular inhibitor. When injected into mice, it decreased fat, increased lean body mass, reduced inflammation. Oh, hallelujah. It increased the lifespan of mice. And then they went on to study it in pigs. So what do I recommend instead of trying to attack the modulator? Okay, let's get rid of it. Magnesium. Magnesium ions play a crucial role in the maintenance of elasticity in tissues. And their antagonism of magnesium with calcium ions is fundamental to this process. If you allow too much calcium in this elastin matrix, then it tightens it up. So like I'm saying, they dig into the minutia of chemicals, find an elevated chemical, find another chemical that knocks down the first one, and they keep their tunnel vision intact, not thinking about what else they're knocking out. This is what they're doing with Ozempic. So when I was looking at all this, an article in Mercola's website came out called Peak Span, the new way to measure your health and longevity. And this is how the article starts, about peak span. You leave your annual physical with a clean bill of health and a thumbs up from your doctor and assume that means your body is still running at full power. But what if you've already lost 15% of your cardiovascular capacity? Your brain is processing information measurably slower than 5 years ago, and your recovery time has doubled, all while technically being healthy. And then they give this toxic information that your body reaches peak performance in your 20s to early 30s, around 50. Many key systems like brain speed, health, strength, and endurance have already dropped below their highest level, even if you feel healthy. So, I don't even need to go further, but I will a little bit, because that's the line we've been fed for decades. You decline as you get older. This and that and the other lab measure as you get older is lower and lower. But we have to remember that these lab tests are based on this testing a sick population. So you get these tests and they say, oh, this bell curve, the top of the bell curve, that's where we need to be. No, that's the top of the sick population. There's no optimum. There's no optimum that we know of. The epigenetic testing that we did in the Maui reset trial is trying to get around that. But anyway, the article continues. You spend most of your adult life in a healthy but declining state where subtle changes like lower energy, slower thinking, reduced resilience quietly affect how you perform each day. So, why is this happening? Do they tell you that? No. It's happening because you aren't taking your magnesium as REMAG to give you energy. You aren't taking high-dose vitamin C. You aren't taking REMITE multiple minerals to keep making your thyroid hormones. Most people are going to decline, but they don't have to, and you don't have to. The article goes on and on, many, many words, that you want to support your cellular energy, strength, and metabolic health. And they make a cruel and toxic statement that by around age 50, you've already fallen below 90% of your peak in many key areas. I mean, you might as well just give up the way they're talking, even though you might still feel healthy. In German New Medicine, we say this is another conflict that's added into your life on your conflict plate, because you incorporate that statement into your thinking. in my world, I've said many times that because I was able to start taking my Remeg 14 years ago, I feel better now at 77 than I did in my 30s. So yeah, the article goes on and on to give dramatic details of how you're aging. And then what did they tell you to do? Protect your cellular health. Get some sun. We can't all get sun. They don't talk about the B vitamins or zinc or vitamin D, for Pete's sakes. People now who are pushing this sunlight business are trying to tell, don't take your vitamin D, you need sunlight. What if you live in an area that doesn't have sun every day? And then avoid seed oils. Mercola is huge on that. And yeah, I agree. They are inflammatory. Anytime I take something with seed oils, my fingers swell up a little. Fuel your body. Now, this is interesting. He says, fuel your body with enough carbohydrates to sustain performance. This is a guy who for 20 years was pushing keto. Keto diet says 20 to 50 grams of carbs a day. Now he's saying 250 grams of carbohydrates a day. So they're all kind of falling away in their pronouncements of how to be healthy. Oh, well, that didn't work. I'll do the opposite, because they're missing the absorbable nutrients that you get in picometer stabilized mineral ions. I mean, that's what we've come to. And we're up at the top of the hour. Let's go back to Ginny so we can get her comments and then sign off.
I love how feisty you are about this, Carolyn. Feist. So yeah. That's awesome. And we do have
Karate Kid.
There you go. There you go. Excellent. Our black belt. Hiya. longevity and health, common sense, because it's really common sense, y'all.
It just astounds me. And I think that statement that all these biohackers and doctors who've been, you know, spouting the, oh, this is the way to do it, they're all falling apart because they're, I mean, I don't know if people think Mercola looks healthy or not. But it's all falling apart and they're trying to determine, well, what's the next thing? Because they don't have the blessings and benefits that we have by being associated with these picometer minerals. And we're the only people in the world that have them. And we try to stay low key so we don't get, you know, anyway, we're good.
We're good. Well, listen. drcarolyndean.com is Dr. Dean's website, and you really want to hang out there. We've got great updates all the time. Check out her library. Be sure to look at her new language model learning center for everybody to learn from. Fantastic RNA Reset. Again, that's where the products are. We only have a handful of formulas, as Carolyn always says, but it is the building blocks. And on RNA Reset, you'll want to check out our blogs because there's some great content that's been put there that might be clarifying for you the difference between an elemental magnesium and a compound. What is zeta potential? How do these picometer minerals actually activate healing enzymes in your body? And some of the information we were talking about earlier, liver detox. I mean, what is it? Every single day you use our formulas, you keep your body moving. You keep your major organs swept out. You keep your arteries and vessels healthy. And you just roll out and live a fantastic life. That's what we promote all the time at rnareset.com. Pico Pets is the place to go for your pets. We have so many great pet influencers helping us with the brand now. We've got another podcast coming up this week. We're going to be talking about how to adopt a pet and if you're interested in adopting. So we'll be able to promote that through our channels. And of course, a new product coming out, Bone Synergy C. And of course, the C is for vitamin C, Dr. Dean's, one of her new signatures. So it's going to be a fantastic formula that nobody else will have, just like our trademark. Nobody's got what we've got. And you're going to see the longevity and the spring in the step of your pets come back. And of course, finally, you know, SUPCO, I must say their series on magnesium has been terribly disappointing. Carolyn and I were both totally victimized. I mean, victimized by how ridiculous it was. But we still love the fact that we have very high scores, and it does prove how wonderful and incredible our products are. All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. We really will. And we'll be talking about this stuff again. All right. Love you all. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us.
Aloha. Mahalo.
And get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.